Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. We must know what condition our condition is in, spiritual or natural. Let me ask some diagnostic questions. Do I receive truth from the Spirit of God that is past my view of goodness or righteousness? Am I willing to receive truth that is beyond my moral and religious horizon? Am I willing to believe God for righteousness that exceeds the religious experts of my day? Jesus' paradigm shift. Jesus gave us teaching just like this. Teaching that went beyond contemporary standards. He taught the people of his day that they needed to pursue righteousness beyond the horizons of their religious leaders. Matthew 5:20. For I say to you, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. With his teaching, he attempted to shift their perspective and raise their sights to heaven and the way the Heavenly Father approached righteousness. Jesus exhorted them to look beyond the example that was given to them by the religious leaders. Jesus continued on in Matthew 5, stating several times, "You have heard, but I say to you." They needed to shift their thinking from a human perspective to a godly perspective. Here are some specifics that Jesus gave them. Matthew 5, 44 and 45. "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." The spiritual person lets God take him beyond himself with the words of God. The spirit-led person lives differently than she did before. Bless not curse, good for hate, pray instead of spite and payback, sunshine and rain, like our Father in heaven. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, LivingByTheWordsOfGod.com.